when we talk about the wonders that the Lord has performed. We see the wife of the Lamb and the word we've put forth. And we're speaking to one another that we're glorified flesh and bones. And we're rejoicing in this wonderful way of the Lord. Oh, that wonderful way of the Lord. Oh, that wonderful way of the Lord. Male and female came together in the marriage of the Lamb and created this wonderful way of the Lord. Oh, that wonderful way of the Lord. Oh, that wonderful way of the Lord. Male and female came together in the marriage of the Lamb and created this wonderful way of the Lord. Now see this great wonder that the Lord has performed. No longer just the body of Christ, but we're the glorified wife he adores. And we're wearing fine linen, clean and white, showing that death is no more. And we're rejoicing in this wonderful way of the Lord. Oh, that wonderful way of the Lord. Oh, that wonderful way of the Lord. Male and female came together in the marriage of the Lamb and created this wonderful way of the Lord. When we talk about the wonders that the Lord has performed, we see the wife of the Lamb and the word we've put forth. And we're speaking to one another that we're glorified flesh and bones. And we're rejoicing in this wonderful way of the Lord. Oh, that wonderful way of the Lord. Oh, that wonderful way of the Lord. Male and female came together in the marriage of the Lamb and created this wonderful way of the Lord. Now see this great wonder that the Lord has performed. No longer just the body of Christ, but we're the glorified wife he adores. And we're wearing fine linen, clean and white, showing that death is no more. And we're rejoicing in this wonderful way of the Lord. Oh, that wonderful way of the Lord. Oh, that wonderful way of the Lord. Male and female came together in the marriage of the Lamb and it created this wonderful way of the Lord. Male and female came together in the marriage of the Lamb and it created this wonderful way of the Lord.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Bob. Amen. Create this wonderful way of the Lord. Amen. That's good. Praise God. Amen. We just thank God this morning for the beautiful day it is here. Amen. It's very beautiful. Amen. Sun shining out and And we always like the sunshine. Amen. And we like the rain when it gets too dry, which it has been in this area a good bit. Praise the Lord. Amen. But we just praise God and we thank Him. Amen. And just appreciate what He's doing for us. Amen. And not only what He's doing for us, what He did for us at Calvary. Praise the Lord. Amen. So here we are today to worship Him in spirit and in truth. And to learn about His Word. Amen. I was reading in the Bible this morning in the book of Psalms, and I came across, it just started up in the third chapter, I came across a very interesting scripture that just struck me real good. Amen. And I really appreciate the Word of God, how that it's God's mind, really. Amen. And we appreciate how that He's laid in and brought us up to the time where we're at now. Amen. And now He's given us word that hadn't been given before. And we thank God for that. And it's just wonderful when you see the plan of God. Amen. And one thing, when we see the plan of God, it'll never take us out of the Bible and put us somewhere else, because it tells about it in the Bible. And then we receive the benefit, glory to God, and we write about it, and that brings the word up. It freshens it up for us, and we just thank God for His word. Amen. So this morning I'm thinking on the thought that just hit me from the book of Psalms, the third chapter. And it's something I think that would apply anytime, anywhere, to any people. Amen. And so we are going to take a little title. At least we'll start here. We may not use all the title, but just give you a good indication as to which way we're going and what we're speaking about. And we always want that to be something fresh from the Lord, the anointing of God. And God never lets us down. Amen. And we've have many, many hundreds of messages. And so we just appreciate that. We both in book form and on other means, that electronic means, amen, digital means, and also in hard copies. And we're trying to get several of the books in hard copies that is taken from tape to go on books, and it's that way we got a hard copy, regardless of what happened in the digital world. We have the message, amen. And I suppose books will never get old, and they'll never run out, amen. And writings like that, but digital, we can preach for an hour up here and push a button and lose it every bit, amen, as though it never was said. But once you get it in book form, then we got a permanent record and a permanent testimony and a permanent blessing for God's people. Amen, as they get it and read. Praise the Lord. So those are some of the reasons for the book. But I want to take a little thought this morning. For we, the wife, for us the wife, or we the wife, whichever would be proper there. Jesus Christ is the lifter up of our heads. Amen. I'll read this from Psalms here where I was reading this morning. It just really, really got me. You know, the book of Psalms is one of the books of the Bible that always seems to be fresh. It deals with reality and what David said and all those things. So we just appreciate that. So here's what it says. Yeah, I'm going to just read verse 2 and 3 of chapter 3, or of Psalms 3, I guess we'll call it a chapter. But it says here, there many there be which say of my soul, there is no hope for him in God. Selah. And then the next verse here is where I want to get. But thou, O Lord, here's what David recognized here. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of mine head. The lifter up of mine head. So the message is the lifter up of our heads today, and encourage and keep us going. So David, he found the source, and that source was in God. Amen. And remember, this is written and took place long before Jesus Christ ever came on the scene. Amen. But he knew about the power of God, and God spoke to him, God led him, and God made him a king and established the throne here on earth with David. Amen. And so we see how all that went. But the thing that really caught me on this scripture, thou art a lifter up of my head. Amen. He's a lifter up of our head. Amen. And of course, the word of God says, Paul said, let the head that hang down, let it be lifted up, and so on like that. Well, that's the things that when God encourages us and lifts us up and give us something new, give us something excited, and that happened not only in the Word and in the Spirit, but out here in the natural. A lot of times things happen, it just lift up our head. Amen. It just say, well, maybe there's some hope for humanity after all. Amen. When certain things happen and certain one does certain thing that is really great. So David was the one that took the kingdom. Amen. And established the kingdom right there in Israel. And it's still there today. Amen. But he had a lot of difficulties, and we won't go into some of those. Some of those were not something the old saying is we'd want to write home about, but there's other times where God just blessed him, and it became a fact that the Lord just blessed in so many different ways. Amen. As David did things for the Lord, but main thing, God anointed him to be a fighter. Amen. But yet he was very dedicated, and he looked to God, and he always was very careful to make it right when he did something that weren't what he felt weren't right, or what weren't right according to God's plan. Amen. And when he got down and out and got feeling bad about himself, amen, he says, the Lord is the lifter up of mine head. And I'll tell you, we have a lifter up of our head today, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And the power of the Word. And this as he has come down in this message, and now there has been a wedding that has taken place. We are married to the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's our husband. So we can say our husband is the lifter up of our head. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And all of us from time to time, has times when we need a lifter up of our heads. Amen. There's help. He's always help in time of need. Glory to God. That's what the Word of God teaches us. He's an ever-present help in time of need. And now that we are married to the Lord, that He has come back, and He has brought with Him the saints of old that has died through time, those that are to be part of the wife of the Lamb for the wedding. Amen. And can you imagine the joy and the lifting up of their heads when they heard that we're all going back to earth now? Amen. We're going to take on the body of glorified flesh and bone. Amen. I'll tell you, I don't think there would be many heads among those that weren't lifted up. Amen. They'd be lifted up, and there'd be a joy unspeakable and full of glory. And that's what David said, Lord, You're a lifter up of my head. And there would be nobody in the Old Testament that could say that and have experienced it more than David. And so in this hour here that we're living in, there's many difficulties surrounds us as we go from day to day and so on. And I'm talking about as you go on your jobs and whatever. There's many difficulties. And I'll tell you, it's good to know He is a lifter up of our heads. When you find things that would be of a discouraging nature, amen, look to the Lord. Amen. He lifts up our heads. And I like that scripture, lift up the head to hang down, because I've had to do it so many times over the years. And so many times a preacher, I guess, has more times than maybe many others to have a need. Amen. Because a lot of people in this day before the marriage especially would come among us and make the announcement that this is the greatest thing, or this message was so great, and many things like this, and wouldn't be long till they turned and went another way. Amen. And of course that always hurt, and it always bring a certain discouragement, I would say. Amen. And on like that, but God kept on leading us. He always find the way to lift up. Amen. He knows how to lift up those that are cast down. Amen. And that takes place and from time to time. And it's just a natural process, even being the wife of the Lamb. Glory to God. But the Lord, we can say, my husband, the Lord Jesus Christ, or our husband, the Lord Jesus Christ. But when you speak of the body, it would be my husband, because all of us together make up the body of Christ, and it's one body. Amen. And that's the wife of the Lamb. And when this takes place, then we're all just one. We speak as one. Amen. And we glorify the Lord. And even with all of these good things that He just heaps upon us, amen, there's times we look to Him as a lifter up of our head. Amen. And I just like that, and I praise God for it. It just kind of hit me this morning, and I've read the Psalm so many times. Amen. That's a book that we find so many good things on the book of Psalms. And David was a natural man. He didn't have the Holy Ghost in the sense that we do. And many things took place, and he was a fighter and a warrior and all those things. But many times there would be some that would forsake him. And right towards the last, his sons wanted to take the fussing over who would have the kingdom and so on like that, and difficulties. But God always lift up his head when When his head hung down, God found the way, found some encouragement, and God will find the way to encourage you, maybe by someone giving you a call and talking to you. And when you get through, you just feel so good, and you say, he's the lifter up of my head. Amen. And he does it in so many different ways. Amen. So reading the Bible and the things of the Old Testament. Amen. I like to read in the Old Testament, but I skip through those things where it takes a good bit of time, say, so-and-so begot so-and-so, and so-and-so begot so-and-so. But I usually don't spend a lot of time there because I'm not too interested in checking up the generation, or I can't say that word there, to find out who this one came, and unless it's kind of something that gives credence to the things we sing in the birth of Christ. But in the book of Isaiah, there's so many things, like a virgin shall conceive. Now, David knew the lifter up of the head even before that, but the only thing he knew was the Lord. Amen. And but now, the body of Christ, it works differently. I remember reading in the book of Acts, amen, where there were so many people. Paul had been on the shipwreck and been in all this trouble, but they somehow, the word got out that he was on that certain ship that was to come in a certain area. And they came, many of the saints that knew and heard and believed the message that he preached, the word, they came from afar. And when Paul saw them, amen, and refreshed himself, it was a refreshing to him, amen, he thanked God and he took courage. In other words, they were the lifter up of the head. Amen. He lifted up his head and he was ready to go forward with new zeal and new fire. And over time, I've been preaching that, of course, most of you that hear these messages know it many, many years since just I always say too young to preach, but I guess maybe it was for some training purposes or something in the mind of God. Amen. And many times I would get discouraged and wouldn't know exactly what to do, and seemed like the meetings weren't going very well a lot of times, and it's just so many things that would kind of discourage you. But then there comes something along that really encourage you, that really lift you up. And maybe the Lord would do a good healing, and the people would rejoice, and maybe there'll be some come in and be born again, and so on like that. But the thing is, we in our times of discouragement or something, here come an encourager. Here come strength, where you say, like David said here, But thou, O Lord, art a shield and my glory, shield for me and my glory, and the lifter up of our heads. Amen. Now our shield and our glory is clothed in fine linen, clean and white. Amen. When we think about that, then we're lifted up. And when we think about the thing that he has separated us from all denominational religion and those things, amen, and made us his wife, amen. It's just something you can't help but to lift up your head and rejoice. And then you can say, oh, thank God, Jesus Christ, my husband, is the lifter up of my head. Amen. And the one that give me this joy, the one that give me this courage, the one that gives me this determination. Amen. Just keep on keeping on rejoicing in the Lord and praising God. And that's the thing that we're looking at today, that he's the lifter of our head. Amen. And that's why David, he admitted, he claimed it, and he said, "The Lord, O Lord, my glory, thou art the lifter up of my head." Amen. Which obviously tells us that David had times when he had his head down, and he weren't that David that people were used to maybe seeing. Amen. That was jolly and joyful, and the King of Israel in all his glory. Many times maybe he might be in sackcloth or ashes or something and have his head down. Glory to God. But here come one. He knew one that could lift his head up. And the wife of the Lamb, yes, she's still in the flesh, but it's being glorified. Glorified flesh and bone. Amen. But there's time when her head needs lifting up. Amen. And I know the lifter up of our head. Amen. It's the Lord Jesus Christ, our husband. Amen. Through the Spirit of God, lift up our heads, and we glory in that. And the light of the Lord shine forth the countenance. The Spirit of the Lord shine forth from the countenance of those that had their head lifted up, those that have just been blessed of the Lord, and those that have just come through a trial. Amen. And we just praise God that we always have the lifter up of our head. Amen. So we just appreciate those things, and we thank God for them. And it's so wonderful. And throughout life, amen, we'll always need, don't matter how encouraged you are, how happy you are, or those things, amen, through life until we're totally glorified, and then that whatever takes place then, we know it's going to be a lot different from what it is now. Amen. Then far as the lifting of our head, I don't know if that applies so much there. Glory to God, but we're not there, and we're not preaching to people that there. Glory to God, we're preaching to people to get there. Amen. Glory to God. So from time to time, there are certain things happen to me that it just lifts up my head and make me smile. And people have told me, you see, this countenance just shine. The Spirit of the Lord calls your countenance to shine forth. Amen. Well, it no doubt those are times when I've just been lifted up. We had some visitors a couple of weeks ago that came, and unexpectedly came to our home and talked with us in fellowship. And my wife and I both were jolly for a good while. That's lifted up. Amen. So those are the things that we look to, and those are the things that we see that God does. Amen. Now, we didn't come, we weren't sitting there gloomy or something like that, and they just came just to drop in for a few minutes because they were on the way to somewhere else, and they wanted to drop by and just see us. But they wound up staying a good little while because we just blended and talked with them and rejoiced with them and so on. And that's what we had our head lifted up. Amen. And so they got their heads lifted up because their head was lifted up. Amen. Of course, we'd just come out of service a bit before then, and we were already feeling pretty good. And when they got here, I suppose that they began to feel this same thing that was on us. It was the Spirit of the Lord. So lift up your head. Amen. A lot of times someone tell me a vision, a dream, or a revelation that they have, and it just, maybe it's a time when you're not really at your peak of feeling that you are the wife of the Lamb or something of that nature, and someone come with something, and it just has the tendency to lift, you just lift up your head and you begin to rejoice. Praise God. Amen. So that's where we're at today. So let me get some water here. Amen. I like that thought. Amen. I may not do justice to it, and I'm not trying to repeat David here so much of what he said and why he was lifted up, because that's a that's all in the book of Psalms there and so on. You could get that there. But God is moving in a special way in that he has sent Christ back to this earth. This is First Thessalonians, and that would be chapter 4. Amen. But he brought with him, amen, those that have died from the days of Paul all the way through, those that were in that place of rest. And we don't know exactly where that was, but when they came down with Christ, there was a rejoicing that took place. Amen. Those saints that came back with him, I can pretty much guarantee you that when Christ, they got the opportunity to come back to earth, time to come back to earth to take on that glorified body, amen, they lift up their heads and rejoice. And that's what we do now. And we know they're here among us. Amen. We lift up our heads. We rejoice. Amen. And it's a joy unspeakable and full of glory. Praise God. So those are the things that we're talking about today that God does for his wife, the wife of the Lamb. Glory to God. He got a way for them to lift up their heads. Amen. And they can say with David, and I like this being in the Old Testament, I can imagine how it was. David was down and out, maybe different things, and you could read the story of David's life and find out many things that could happen that way. But he said, "The Lord, my glory, amen, thou art the lifter up of my head." And so today, amen, I thank God many times he has did things and it lift my head up. Amen. I can say, "Lord, you're the lifter up of my head." And I'm talking to the Lord Jesus Christ, being a member of the wife of the Lamb. Amen. We're glorified, flesh and bone. Amen. And that's in the making. We're glorified flesh and bones in the making. And we get our head lifted up when we know of a surety that this is right. And we see a message and we see what God has done for us. If you just think about it, many, many years ago, amen, started this, getting it ready, and all the time making preparation. Because in this hour, in this day, he was going to use this message, this word, amen, as a lifter up of our head. Amen. And now it's not just a preacher, glory to God, not just it's a trumpet, the last trump. The trump shall sound. Amen. And the dead shall come forth. Amen. Amen. But not only that, he brings them back. And he brings them back and he lifts them up. And they come back, they're not going to come back gloomy, although they don't have the glorified body as that point. Because they get the glorified body down here from this message and fellowshipping with the saints and so on like that. And we're glorified together, say. Amen. And there's a couple of times there in that, I believe, verse 16 or 17. I'm not reading it right now. Down at the, in that chapter 4 of First Thessalonians. Amen. It used the word together. Together. And that together is talking about those that come forth, and those that have come down with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When God sent Christ, he sent them with him. And that's a very important scripture. And we could not make it. We could not get all this together without those scriptures. We could tell you things about it as the Lord gives us revelation and the Lord helps us with it. But there are certain things in the Bible that just points us this way and gives us give us courage, lift up our head. Amen. And we see these things, we know these things, and it just so blesses us. And I'll tell you, it's beginning to get more and more where it's not something strange for us to talk about those they brought with him. Amen, being among us. Glory to God, because it's all this is coming into a reality. And as we see it, amen, it calls us to lift up our head and rejoice and be blessed and take courage. Amen. It's a lifter up of our head to know and see and understand these things. And to me, it's so wonderful. Glory to God. And I just appreciate the Lord. It lifted up my head when I read this morning. It just seemed like the Spirit of God just hit me about the lifter up. David said, "Thou art the lifter up of my head." Amen. And many times, we've had some sickness and we've had difficulties. Amen. And then something common, just lift up our head. Amen. And we just appreciate it and thank God for it. And it's just, and God gives us revelation. And one thing again, I want to remind you that all members of the body of Christ receive revelation. Amen. Amen. So the Barbara, she's back here saying, what did you say there?
We've moved from being the body of Christ to being the body of Christ.
Amen. All right, that's good. We're not just the body of Christ in that way, but we're glorified and we're the wife of the Lamb, say. Amen. That's a good thing, the wife of the Lamb. Amen. And that's one thing you've heard me preach about a lot, and it's not something that's that I can't find something else to preach on, or I don't know what to preach on when I preach on the body of Christ and glorified flesh and bone. It's something that he's putting in our mentality. Glory to God. Just like, amen. He's putting it in our mentality because all this process is coming to a climax. And the climax is all of us together, glorified, amen, and we'll be caught up together, amen, caught away to a certain place while the tribulation go on and so on, amen. Then we'll all be gathered around that throne of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, and the millennia on, amen. When you think of the millennia, glory to God, this earth. We were driving, coming last week on, and my wife commented on how beautiful certain areas is. The trees begin to get a little green and so forth, springs here. And God just does this in such a way. Glory to God. And almost everybody in the spring of the year, amen, as it warms up and the weather's not cold and snowy and whatever, you know, they lift up their head, they get encouraged, a smile on their face. Amen. I remember my mama, she used to, couldn't wait hardly till spring of the year and to get a garden started and all those things. But she just, joy came. Well, there's a joy came. It's spring. We'll say, for us, it's the spring of the year. Amen. It's time to lift up our heads. It's time to really realize what he has given us. And that is that's a great thing that I'm sure that many times we don't realize just exactly what God has given us and what God has done for us. It's so amazing. and how he did it. Amen. He did it as in secret. Amen. And it basically still as in secret, much of it. But then it's as in secret, yet he had gone pretty near all over the world. Glory to God. I remember brother, elderly brother, came to church here. He's already passed on years ago. And, of course, like I say, I've been here since about six in the 60s. Amen, he would say. He testified and he said, I was just thinking about the message and the word going all over. Said the world said, said the Bible says when it goes to all nations, then the end will come. And he says, Ben and Barbara, they've took it to all the world now and says, I'm sure we're living right at the end time. Amen. Glory to God. But there's some supernatural things that has taken place, and that's the wedding of the Lamb. Glory to God. And it's the bringing back of those spirits, those saints, it's called spirits, but they're more than just spirits. They are called in another place. Paul called them tabernacle. Amen. Spiritual tabernacle. Well, but they're not glorified flesh and bone. Amen.
They're not glorified flesh and bone?
When they come down, they're not. Yeah. Yeah, when they come down, when they're in the place they're at now, they're not glorified flesh and bone. See, they're spirits, but see, there's a great thing there to receive. Amen. And it goes right into that. That's the great thing that God's doing in this hour. He's bringing all these truths in. And one thing he's doing, too, that goes unnoticed a lot of times, he's programming our mentality. Amen. That our thoughts, they're different. They're thinking on these great things that he's doing. Amen. Of the marriage, the wedding, and all that that's taken place. And it has blessed us. It's letting us realize we're the wife of the Lamb. Amen. Glorified saints. Hallelujah. And all that. So all these things are something that calls us to lift up our head. It's a lifter up. Actually, the things we hear and the time we're living in, the message, it's a lifter up of our head. Glory to God. And we don't preach against somebody that says that has maybe have their head down for a while, but they don't. We're not made to go around looking down. Glory to God. We look up, and David said, I looked to the mountain from which came my help. Amen. And that was before a lot of the things taking place in his day that took place later on. But the help came, and he was blessed. And there's always times when don't matter how good a saint or being the wife or a member of the wife or whatever, there's always times, and don't feel bad when you realize that you need something, need a head lifter upper. Amen. Well, he has it for you, and he'll send it. Maybe through someone call or someone come by or something of that nature. Or God give a revelation, and it just lifts you up. Glory to God, and you get a revelation, and you can't wait to talk about it. Glory to God. And the thing is, the one you talk to about it, amen, the wife of the Lamb, amen, it just fit right with them. Yes, yes, yes. I see that. Praise the Lord. And they just get blessed with it. So when God gives you a revelation, amen, don't be selfish with it. Share with us, because remember, that revelation can be a lifter up of someone's head, glory to God, and cause them to take courage in a greater way than they have. You say, do we need to take courage? Well, in Bible days, that was one of the things it was spoke of a lot, courage, taking courage and things of that nature. Glory to God. So all those things is for us in this hour, and we know it, and it helps us. It helps us feel like, sometimes maybe get feeling like something strange happened. I'm not good enough for this, or I'm not good enough for that. And there's many things that you could, that you need to courage and take courage. Lift up your head. Glory to God. And look up. Glory to God, because total translation is near. Amen. Thank God for this water. Total translation, and that's what will cause us to lift up our head, knowing that this is not just a myth, or not just something that someone, those saying is, fell off the turnip wagon last week and start preaching. No, it's something that has gone through the testing and the trials and all the things that God has ordained. Amen. And yet, with all that, we lift up our head. Glory to God. When things look like it's going wrong, or it's not being what we think it ought to be. Amen. And many times it works that way. But then there comes something just at the time you think, my, I've been discouraged for 2 or 3 days. Been kind of down. Amen. Here comes something. Lift up your head, because he is the lifter up of your head, and you'll lift up your head and begin to praise God, begin to sing the praises of God. Amen. And all these things, begin to hear these messages. Glory to God. And I listen to these messages quite often, and certain things just seem to jump out at me, as the brother used to say. And I read that, and that scripture just jumped out at me. Well, if that was, if I could use that same wording, this just jumped out at me. But thou, O Lord, art my shield for me and my glory, and the lifter up of mine head. Amen. That should cause us all to rejoice. He's the lifter up of our head. He didn't say your head wouldn't be down sometime. Amen. But he said he's the lifter up of your head. Amen. And more and more as we train our mentality and think on these things, and that's one of the things that Paul said to the virgin there, think on these things. Amen. In other words, just make an effort to think on them. And those thoughts, pretty soon, all those thoughts, the thinking of it, it'll be so much part of you that if you think any other way, you'll feel strange about it. Glory to God. So think on these things. It's a thing that God is doing. It's a thing that God's blessing. And the wife of the Lamb, more and more, and I'll say this, not as a prophecy, but more and more we will see the wife of the Lamb lift up, head lifted up, and we'll see less and less of the wife of the Lamb with her head down in discouragement. Glory to God, because them saints has come back, the Lord's come back. Now, when we talk about the coming of the Lord, we got some messages. And it's a Galilean coming, and the coming where Paul spoke of the coming of the Lord. There, when he talked to the Jews there, he said the coming would be like this, the same Jesus. All right, the same Jesus that you see go away, he'll come again in like manner. Amen. And he went, the Spirit of the Lord picked him up. Amen. And they saw him go up like that. And the angel of the Lord said, the same Jesus will come in like manner. Well, that was for that time and the way that was working for the Jews and so on. And remember, Jesus is going to sit right there in the temple there in Jerusalem. Amen. He's going to be there as a physical, glorified man, just like he is. Amen. And that's the way they will recognize him. Amen. And they'll recognize him who has the who had the scars. Even on one in the Bible, I believe it was Thomas, wasn't it? Where he said, I can't believe unless I see the scars and so on like that in your hand. And the Lord was so gracious and so good, he lifted up his head. He let him see, and such rejoicing. He let him see scars, and he put his hand in his side where the sword was put in his side and the different thing. Amen. Lifted up his head. And he did that so many times. Glory to God time passed. Glory to God. So today, he's the lifter up of my head. Glory to God. I was looking at some of the books yesterday and reading in some of them. And I thought, just think, who would ever imagine? And to me, it's great. It's great, just like the Bible, it survived through all the dark ages and all that. And now we got the Bible in English. God evidently put it on King James' heart to get the scholars together. And there was so many scholars, I could read that too, but so many scholars. And they went to interpret, when they come together, compare notes, it was so close, amen, that it's preserved and brought right to our day, our time and our day. And I've read it through many times, and it's still a book that I just like to, from time to time, just open and start reading. That's kind of the way I done there in the book of Psalms this morning, open and start reading. And I got to that, and it just kind of jumped out at me that lift up, thou art a lifter up of thine head. And many times that scripture would be very good to me. Yes, there's been times when I really felt, I don't really know how to describe the feeling, but I needed to lift my head lifted up, I'll say. And the Lord was so gracious that he let something come. Amen. Let me find something in the Bible, or let me find something. I picked up one of the little books yesterday evening and read it through. It was a real short one. Amen. It lifted up my head. It blessed me. Glory to God, because there's truth coming forth to know that God's so great, and it's God doing this. Amen. He's using us. And my wife and Sister Leah Fridge from West Virginia, they go over these and take out some of the things that I just, where I get off and start talking on something else. Amen. That's not relating specifically to the message. Amen. And help word it in a better way. But here we got the word for this day and for this hour. For this time, amen, for the wife of the Lamb, amen, and it will, it has been, and it will continue to bring in quite a bit about the glorification, glorified flesh and bone, because that's what we're looking for, amen, and that's what prepares us for that rapture. Whatever that might, however how it might take place. And I'm talking complete glorification. It started back a good bit here. So we just praise God for it. It lifts up our head. And I think back, and I got tapes. Someone gave me a tape that was preached a long time back. And when you listen at it and then come back to where we're at now, you can see a great elevation of the knowledge of the Lord and so on. When we didn't know about Christ Jesus, having a masculine part and feminine part. Amen. And that feminine part, we become solidified flesh and bone, the wife of the Lamb. But then the masculine part in the Lord Jesus Christ, that was a marriage that took place, Revelation chapter 10. Amen. And now we have full access to the things of God. Amen. We become the children of God in a new way. Amen. Not only are we children of God, we're the wife of His Son. Amen. And so on. And we got that special relationship that we're part of God, because we're part of the Son and part of that. That's what made everybody that has a place in God that's born again. But there's a group that's the wife of the Lamb that was pre-selected before the world was. And I preached a message some time back about the whosoever will saints and the preordained saints, or those that are ordained. Amen. These things we're saying and talking about, God ordained before the foundation of the world, but He ordained this time. There had to come a time. And when the time came, He had someone here to bring them forth. And now He's got a wife here, and she's receiving them and rejoicing in them, and her head's being lifted up as she sees the clarity of how clear God has made all these things that He has given us. Amen. And Paul said, I'll show you a mystery. Amen. It was a mystery he talked about, but now it's no longer a mystery. It's made complete and clear, and it's so we can say it's wonderful, and it's something that lifts up our head. Amen. Amen. That's why he said, lift up the head to hang down. Glory to God. That means our head to hang down, see? And somebody said, well, my head don't ever hang down. Well, I don't know so much about that. It's you're special. You're specially blessed of God, because there's times when that's happened to me, and no doubt will happen to me in the future, where there'll be times where my head hang down, but all of a sudden, God, I know this. I know the lifter up of my head. Amen. He lifts up my head. Glory to God. And David said, look unto the hills from which came our help. Well, we don't look to a natural hill. Amen. But we're the wife of the Lamb. Glory to God. And that's wonderful. Praise God. So, let's just bow our head and pray at this time. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for the scripture that we read today, Lord, and how it applies, and how, Lord, it's a reminder hid back there in the book of Psalms where David says, you're the lifter up of my head. Oh, God, we praise you for it. We praise you for lifting up David's head. Amen. But not that only. It's the wife of the Lamb where you're lifting up her head now. Amen. And we appreciate and we thank you. Thank you for the message today. And thank you for this service. And Lord, we just bless your name in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. All right. Barb, you have a song for us or something?
Yeah.
Amen. All right.
I really don't have nothing to sing.
Amen. All right. Amen. Barbara had been working on a song, but she's going to save it for another time. Praise the Lord. So we're going ahead then and be dismissed. And we just thank God for all these good things. Thank God for the message today. Amen. This will be one I want to hear back, because there's definitely times where I need my head lifted up. And we just praise God for all these good things. Amen. 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 All right, my wife decides here, and that's good. They say a woman got a right to change her mind. Amen. Amen. So my wife's going to sing for us here, and we appreciate it. Amen. All right. Amen. You go right ahead, Jim.
It's no longer looking at the overall plan of God, but we've zeroed in on his son and his son's wife that made the two parts of the visible glorified Christ. It's the two parts of the visible glorified Christ. Is the Lord Jesus Christ and his Christ wife are the two parts of the visible glorified Christ. Oh, see the two parts of the visible glorified Christ. Is the Lord Jesus Christ and his Christ wife are the two parts of the visible glorified Christ. We the wife are the physical glorified body of the feminine part of the Spirit of Christ. For she took a permanent resting place in us, and now we're showing forth the other part of the visible glorified Christ. Oh, see the two parts of the visible glorified Christ. Is the Lord Jesus Christ and his Christ wife are the two parts of the visible glorified Christ. Isn't he wonderful, our Lord Jesus Christ? And isn't she beautiful, his beloved wife? And we're seeing the feminine part has come into visibility with glorified flesh and bones, with a joy that's never been seen. Oh, see the two parts of the visible glorified Christ. Is the Lord Jesus Christ and his Christ wife are the two parts of the visible glorified Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ and his Christ wife are the two parts of the visible glorified Christ. Praise God.
Amen. All right.
Praise God.
All right. Thank you, Bob, for that number, that song. We call used to call number out there, but that song, amen. And that's one my wife, she wrote.
It's from a message you
preach. Amen. She says it's from a message I preach. Amen. So that's the way she gets a lot of her thoughts on the song. Be listening to a message and something those saying is just pop right out. She'll write a song on. Amen. So we'll just thank God for that. That's one of the gifts that God put in the church or in the wife. We used to call it church, but amen. Now it seems to be fitting to say the wife of the Lamb. Amen. And that's what it takes a marriage to be the wife. Before that, you're the virgin. Amen. And the virgin stage started with Paul's day and came all the way through. And there, a few years back, and God fulfilled Revelation chapter 10. The marriage took place. So all those things have been something that we have gloried in the Lord about. Amen. So we'll go ahead and be dismissed today. And then later on, you can get the audio. From your network, and the video probably won't be on for a while yet, but we praise God for these things, and we thank God. Barbara, she's very faithful to go back and get that while she's preparing dinner and get the tape started up and to get it converted down to where she can put it on the net, and she's going to be busy the rest of the day, and so her part's fixing to kick in gear here in a way that she ain't going to have much time but to work the rest of the day. Amen. We'll be doing some things. But I tell you what, I'm not altogether just laying back, relaxing. I'll help with the cooking and so on like that. So that's kind of the way we do things. So the Lord bless you today. And Father, we pray that you'll just dismiss us in the name of the Lord. And we just thank you and praise you. And we love you in Jesus' name. Amen.